Despite not being comfortable with what he calls the use of his Mahashule's name to cause divisions in the ANC, Jessie Duarte says she has a cordial relationship with her boss. She criticized some miscommunication from Mahashule's office.
We have a very straightforward relationship. We speak very openly to each other. There's no friction. I called him to ask him about the emblems on the buses. He said he didn't know anything about it. I accept his bona fides. I did not discuss the letter with the SG. I simply talked to somebody in his office, his chief of staff, and I pointed out that there was a problem with the letter. And I indicated that we will have to correct that in a statement of the NWC. And that's where I left it. So, you know, we don't have this kind of haranguing each other.
Duarte says she expects Mahashule to tell people trying to divide the party not to do that in his name.
I can't accuse him of not abiding because there's no knowledge that I have that he personally put emblems on buses. But there's people out there doing it in his name, and that is problematic. People who use the SG's name for whatever other reason that they might have to use his name in a negative manner, I think is wrong, and we also must defend our SG. I'm disappointed if the SG does not do something to say not in my name. I would really urge him to say not in my name. I think that's helpful, and that will help the organization. You know, people must be able to decry ill discipline when it is in their name.
And sympathetic to Mahashule in his trying time, the ANC Deputy Secretary General, however, warned that he can't be responsible for the demise of the ANC.
We might have differences of opinion on everything else, but you know what? We cannot be the ones who lead to the demise of the ANC. Let me speak for myself. Once you start giving me the impression that you're ready to break the ANC, then I'm on the opposite side of you. There's a concerted effort to ensure that individuals emerge above the organization, irrespective of who those individuals might be. All I'm doing is I'm saying you can never be bigger than the ANC. You must defend yourself, but please do not work in such a way that you begin to create chaos that the ANC finds hard to explain to the people.
Jessie Duarte has also defended her right to express herself in private ANC meetings. This follows the leaking of an audio recording where she expressed reservations about the judiciary, particularly Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo's handling of the Commission on State Capture.
I have an absolute right to voice my opinion. What is wrong is that a snooper who cuts in and splices your input in such a manner that it gives a particular orientation didn't allow himself or herself to put the whole conversation out. They chose selectively a few words. I had a private conversation with six other people. We had a very decent conversation. The fact of the matter is, am I now being told that I have no right in the privacy of a conversation within the National Executive Committee or within the officials to say anything anymore? Am I now to be silenced? I have views. The position of my organization is that we support the Zondo Commission.
She said all those instructed by the NEC to step down in keeping with the step-aside resolution will have to do that before the end of the month or face suspension. I am Tebumokobo in Johannesburg.